A biblical scourge continues to bedevil communities around the world. We are talking locusts. Summer swarms of them have devastated crops in Yemen. They are threatening farms in India and Pakistan. In Arizona, researchers are trying to come up with new strategies to mitigate the damage that locusts do. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Locust swarms can be unbelievably huge.
The largest swarm ever recorded was the size of about the state of California.
Ariane Cease is a sustainability scientist at Arizona State University. That California-sized swarm didn't occur in some far-off land. It was right here in the United States.
And whenever they landed, they pretty much ate everything. It was really devastating.
Cease says the swarm took place in the 1870s. Children's book author Laura Ingalls Wilder even described the devastation in her Little House series. People kept waiting for another giant swarm, yet somehow it never occurred. That particular locust species never swarmed like that again, and in the early 1900s it was declared extinct. Why it went extinct may never be fully known, but Cease says the best hypothesis is it had something to do with changes in farming practices.
Bringing in lots of cows, for example, tilling areas that hadn't been tilled before.
And that suggests a strategy. Cease says there is no single answer to controlling locusts. For a variety of practical and human health-related issues, you just can't spray them into submission with pesticides. So you need a different approach.
We're really interested in that connection between people and locusts.
And looking at that connection for solutions. But first, you have to know your adversary.
So this is the locust colony. So one of these environmental chambers we use.
We're in the locust lab at Arizona State. Rick Overson is research manager for the lab. The room is filled with large cages jammed with locusts.
So in this room we have, at any given time, we have from 4 to 5 different species of locusts.
Overson says they're studying all aspects of locust life, how they behave, what microbes are in their gut, looking for weaknesses they can exploit. One promising avenue of research involves what locusts like to eat.
It turns out that locusts, every locust studied to date, is very carbohydrate hungry and does well and performs well on carbohydrate or sugary-based diets.
That has implications for farmers. Ariane Cease says her lab also does field research in Senegal. She says farmers there grow a grain called millet. According to Cease, farmers who grow their millet sustainably, maintaining healthy soil nutrients, tend to produce a crop that's relatively low in carbohydrates.
Fortuitously, what we're finding with our research is actually that those are places that locusts tend to not like.
She's trying to demonstrate experimentally that altering farming practices may be a viable way of combating locusts.
The challenge comes in implementing that.
Cease has created the Global Locust Initiative to help with that and finding other strategies for dealing with locust outbreaks around the world. Joe Palca, NPR News.